The Ottoman Wheelers went against an uncommon opponent of Kolonesko and beat the Royals 28-24. Coach Burks talked about the trip to Kolonesko and his concern about the weather's effect on his athletes. He was proud of what his team did early in the game as they came out strong for an early 16-8 lead at the end of the first quarter. Ottoman is still looking for a few improvements in their block coverage and to be a bit more physical.
Yeah, you know, we had a long hot bus ride and we stopped in Jefferson on the way over, break up our trip a little bit. We still weren't in school last Friday. So I was really concerned with, you know, the weather, long bus trip, not being in school, just all the variables that go into those things. But I was really impressed the way the kids handled it. We got there a little early, checked out the facility, and then went through our normal pregame and came out and scored on, three of our four drives, including a kick return touchdown. The way they started the game, I thought was really good. I thought the execution was good. The game plan was good. You know, we kind of knew what our opening script was going to be. And, you know, our first play was something we thought would work. And it did. It was a 20-yard gain. So it's always good when what you script on Tuesday and you rep again on Thursday actually works on Friday. It doesn't always work that well. But we came out early, came out strong. So that was a positive. And also, I thought the kids showed some grit and determination as, you know, they started clawing back in it. The home crowd's getting into it. And we did just enough to hang on at the end. As far as improvement goes, we're still just not as physical as we need to be offensively. We're just not moving bodies. We're not staying on blocks long enough. I think our kids are smart enough. They're athletic enough. They know where to go. We're just not quite getting it done for as long as possible and as physical as possible. So we just kind of got to turn that switch on and figure out, you know, how to be a little more aggressive, a little nastier, a little more physical, because we're going to face some teams here, you know, the next 6 weeks that are going to be aggressive and they're going to be physical and they're going to want to punch us in the mouth.
Aaron Olsen rushed for 207 yards last week and earned 3 rushing touchdowns. Defensively, Olsen was also a dominant force with 6.5 total tackles in the secondary. Coach Burks likes the way that Olsen is playing, but he wants to see Evan Ault become more incorporated into the Wheelers' rushing game.
Yeah, you know, Aaron's in a position in our program to be in two spots that you're going to get a lot of recognition with quarterback and with our free safety spot. He's usually the unaccounted dude on defense, so he's got to keep the coverage in front of him, and then he's got to be the guy that goes up and makes those one-on-one tackles and prevents big plays. So, and then, you know, different weeks, different teams are going to scheme differently, but overall, you know, our offense runs through the quarterback. We usually either he's reading someone or he's racing someone. So generally speaking, he's always throwing it to someone. So, you know, he's in a chance to put up numbers, you know, just like Gavin Smith before him and going down the list. But especially the way we run our offense right now. But, you know, early in the first game, you know, against Cam, I think he only had about 13 carries. Evan had about 10. We'd really like to get that more balanced, but based on what teams are taking away and what they're giving us, it's going to kind of dictate that a little bit. But yeah, you know, credit to Aaron. He's really starting to see the running lanes. He's really starting to understand the offense, trying to get us in the best play and in the best formation. So things are starting to click there as a leader of the offense and as a leader of the team. And give credit to the guys up front and on the perimeter. When we block it clean and he's got an alley, if he gets through to that second and third level and he's got track speed and on the 8-man field with if there's a lot of grass, he's got the agility to make you miss, and he's got the straight line speed to run you to the corners.
Ottoman had 24 total tackles in the game against Kolonesko, as Aaron Olsen led the team in tackles with 6.5, while Austin Christensen earned 5.5 total tackles. The Wheelers defense was able to repeatedly stop the Royals and not allow multiple explosive plays down the line.
Overall, you know, our defense, when we made them march the field, they found stops, you know, repeatedly all night. So I thought our defense played really well in week one against Cam, even though we gave up 42. You know, we gave up a pick six as part of that. We gave up, you know, explosive plays late in the game when we were kind of selling out for some big stops. Overall, you know, Cam week, you know, they scored on some explosive plays, but they didn't march it as well. So if our defense can continue to limit the explosive plays and make teams march, you know, I'm confident we can continue to get stops week in and week out. So that's the challenge, is make teams drive the ball.
Exira EHK is a quick team that is difficult to read. Ottoman will be taking on the Spartans in an athletic matchup, as the Spartans run a balanced offense of the passing and rushing game. Exira EHK is led by Jamison Kilworth, who passed for 67 yards and 1 touchdown, while also rushing for 102 yards and 2 touchdowns in week 2 against Stanton. Adding on to the stat sheet was Alex Hansen, as he rushed for 98 yards and knocked in 2 touchdowns. Ottoman is ready to take on a tough opponent of the Spartans.
You know, it's similar to us, where the quarterback is such a big key, and a lot of teams, Nate, man, it's really the key. So they do some nice things schematically, motion formation. You know, for example, you know, they'll motion and they'll run lead behind the two guys. They'll run motion, they'll run lead back away from the guys if you overcommit. They'll run motion, then they'll run play action right by you if you're coming down really hard. So, you know, there's not a lot of tells in their offense. It's not like, hey, when they run this look, they're going to run this play or anything like that. So they're really multiple. They can throw it. They can run it. They've got some nice looking pieces up front with some nice size. They've got some physical, good looking athletes out in space. You know, they've had some success in baseball and basketball and other sports. You know, they've got our full attention. They're athletic. And obviously when you've got a new head coach, they're going to improve drastically and week by week. And I think you're seeing that. I think, and then, you know, week two against Bedford, you know, they led that thing from the get go and were in control from the get go. So I think they've shown really good growth from scrimmage to one and one to two. And we're expecting a battle on our hands here in week three.
Audubon will travel to take on Xera EHK with a live broadcast on KSOM 96.5 and video coverage on WesternIowaToday.com. Myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West will be on the call with a pregame show starting at 6:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.